This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, it may not be Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough, but Kevin McCullough is definitely here, and we are glad that you're with us, coming to you tonight from our nation's capital. And I've got a special co-host for the evening, Allison Howard from Concerned Women for America, the only other person to have ever sat in the Stephen Baldwin chair, and she did that about a little over a year ago from the state of Iowa.
That's
welcome
great.
Back,
that's
Allison.
That's great. Thank you so much for having me. I didn't know I was the only seat holder.
Yeah, no, we've never had another substitute host except you. So I take that for what it's worth. I you know, maybe Stephen just thought you were just no threat to him at all, or I don't know. But anyway, we're glad to have you. We are in Washington D.C. It has been the weekend of the Values Voter Summit, and if you have not seen the headlines, Ted Cruz is the favorite candidate now amongst the Values Voters voters, according to their straw poll, taking 25% of the poll today. Coming in second was Ben Carson, and then we heard from Mike Huckabee in third place at 12%. So it was a pretty interesting and confident Ted Cruz that came and visited the summit yesterday, and today walks out with the straw poll win. This means absolutely nothing, by the way. This thing never turns into anything real. The winners of the straw polls in recent years were not McCain or Romney, so I don't know that this means anything, but Ted Cruz has a good night tonight to get to kind of flash his pride around.
Well, I think Value Voter Summit is a very interesting time. You meet a lot of neat people. We've been there with Concerned Women for America for a couple of years, and it's fun. I think we all kind of hold our breath for the straw poll results. So,
Who are you pulling for? Did you vote?
I did vote.
Every speaker on the stage today came out and said, now don't forget to vote. You need to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their teams go around and invite you to. It's a good opportunity to kind of make your voice heard. But as you said, you know, we'll see how it fleshes out. I will leave my vote undiscussed.
Because you're with an association, you can't tell what you did personally?
No, I just think, for me, I think going to things like this and hearing them, you know, no lights shine brighter than a presidential stage, so it's a good test for us to see how they do.
That's one of the reasons why Values Voters does it. Well, if you're not familiar with Values Voters, it is a summit that began, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, and Dr. Tony Perkins and the Family Research Council kind of heads it up. Crazy media was there. I rode an elevator last night with an MSNBC producer. She did not know that I was part of the summit in any way. She's on her cell phone on the way up the elevator, and she's like, yeah, you won't believe the effing stupid people, morons, that we're dealing with here. These got to be some of the dumbest hicks that have ever been hicks. And by the time I got to my floor, I wanted to sit, and I didn't. I just let it go. I got off, went to my room, got a good night's sleep.
That's when you start recording on your phone, that conversation, and then you spin that.
I couldn't. It was too fast. I didn't have the ability to get that out. But it was pretty telling what some of the media people thought about the events. But while this was happening, last night, the nation was shocked. We were thrown into an utter spasm, if you will, of disbelief because a beheading by a radical Islamic practitioner took place on American soil. And I don't know how people feel about this. I'd love to talk to you tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But this is kind of beyond the pale of anything that we thought we would see happen. And here we are tonight looking at the very real possibility that Muslims in America are going to take new tactics to settle their disagreements with people. And Allison, it was not just a scary reality, it's a bizarre turn for the worse, I think, in many ways, to have to admit that not only can something like this happen in America, but not in New York City, not in Los Angeles, not in Boston. This is in the heartland. This is in more Oklahoma. Does it get sleepier than more Oklahoma?
Yeah. You know, it's ironic kind of right here. We're looking at the clock next to us, and it's 9/11. This is a couple weeks after the 13th anniversary of the biggest hit on our homeland, and coming off the tail end of us watching ISIS militants behead journalists. That's something we don't anticipate hearing about in our own states. And so I know when I was telling family and friends, "Did you hear about the beheading?" They said, "Yeah." But I said, "The one in Oklahoma?" And they said, "No. What do you mean? Oklahoma?" And so for us, I think it puts us on a heightened sense of awareness of just what the future may look like with where we're at right now culturally.
When you think about the fact that the administration went so fast to Ferguson, Missouri, and now 24 hours later, we have not heard anything from the president about this action. What we have heard from the president in recent weeks is, we are not at war with Islam. We are not at war with Islam. We are not at war with radical Islam. This is not Islam that we're at war with. None of these values are perpetrated by practitioners of Islam. This is what the steady diet has been from the president. How does he get up and take himself seriously today, knowing the number of facts around this particular beheading, that he was a recent convert to Islam, that it was his conversion that caused him to get into arguments with people at his job about Islam? The argument that got him fired was whether or not women should be stoned. I'm sure you've got some feelings about that. After he was fired, he went and thought he'd just lop off the heads a couple of these female infidels. I mean, everything tied to this guy was Islam. And the president, the White House, completely quiet. Is it unreasonable to expect them to have made a statement or to address this yet?
Well, I think it kind of starts from the bottom up. So for me, it's been shocking to see Washington Post, ABC, just wash their stories of any discussion of intent. So we have here what is under investigation and should be dutifully looked into. But on what we have in front of us, the facts we have are just what you said. You're seeing a Facebook full of anti-American posts that are beyond the pale, that should have alarmed anyone that was in his circles. You're seeing what he said, what witnesses at the when the police showed up said that he was saying during his so-called workplace violence. To me, I would think that the president's going to be hesitant to step out and say something, but how do we combat an enemy? How do we combat a group here that seems to follow? The reason to me the beheading is so shocking is that's just a way that terrorists work. Mm-hmm. That's why this is so scary for us. And so it is under investigation, but I really hope that the media will start presenting this in a fair way of talking about what we do know. These are facts we do know. We've looked into them, and there's some great sites that have done an amazing job at doing that.
Breitbart had a story this afternoon. In fact, it's the basis for my column that comes out tomorrow. But you can tie in some connection from almost every one of America's terrorist attacks on our soil since 9/11 into this equation. The imam that he was sitting under in Oklahoma also had connections to the Boston Mosque that the Sarnaev brothers were about. He is also a personal confidant of Anwar al-Awlaki, who was the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks. This guy obviously used the ISIS style of punishment for these people, beheading folks. But beyond that, you have the typical kind of reaction from the Fed saying this is workplace violence, which is reminiscent of Fort Hood. When you think about the terror attacks that have happened on American soil, every single one of them have some sort of replication in this scenario. And it, friends, if we don't wake up at this point, I don't know what's going to cause us to do it. And it's for that reason that I found it interesting that almost every speaker at Values Voters Summit this weekend, which is why I'm coming to you from D.C. tonight, address the issue of the danger of radical Islam and why we have to be more vigilant about our life day to day here in the States.
Here's something that I think was really neat too to hear at Value Voters, and something that we should be discussing more as people of faith, that there are differences in religion. There are clear differences, and that's why people are timid to come out and say that there are differences in intentions and ideologies and goals of each. But as Christians, as people of faith, I think there's a unique opportunity here for us to be saying, look, you're not meant to live in fear. You do need to identify your enemies, right? These sort of things, if these small-scale attacks continue to happen, it will shake the psyche of the American people. It will shake their sense of security and their stability. But look, Israel, it goes through that every day.
Right.
And there are people of faith there continuing to press on. So we need to be ready, and we need to be addressing this sort of situation happening. This young man... It shows that there is evil. Everything that I've seen about him is that he had a life before converting to Islam that gave no red flags, and a life after converting to Islam that should have given a lot
nothing
of people
but red flags.
Red flags.
Absolutely. Her name is Allison Howard. I'm Kevin McCullough. She's with Concerned Women for America. It is Baldwin McCullough live from Washington, D.C., and Stephen Baldwin will join us next. Stay with us.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from Washington, D.C. tonight, not New York City. And we are thankful that you're with us each Saturday night. Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough. And tonight, Allison Howard of Concerned Women for America joining us here in studio. We are at the offices and the studios of the Family Research Council. And we want to say thank you to Tony Perkins and group who put on the Values Voter Summit this weekend and allowing us to use their room. And I believe that we have Mr. Baldwin joining us from Chicago, Illinois. Stephen, are you there? He's not here yet. Okay, we were going to connect with him. He's not on the he's not on the show tonight because he's actually shooting a film in Chicago, and fellow actor Kevin Sorbo is a part of that work. And I like Kevin. I think he's a classy guy, at least in the first name department. He doesn't get much. but anyway, our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And what I want to know from you is very simple. Very, very simple. Does this change anything for you tonight? You're sitting in Los Angeles watching this on Biz TV. You're in New York City. You're in Boston. You're in Tampa. You're in any number of places where the Biz TV network is at. You're hearing this on radio stations coast to coast. Is the beheading of an American citizen by a convert to radical Islam in Moore, Oklahoma? I mean, you throw a dart at the middle of the country, you're not going to get much more middle of the country than that. Does this change anything for you? Should it change anything for the administration? And if so, what does that look like? So let's take your calls on that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And now joining us from Chicago, Illinois, Mr. Stephen Baldwin. Hello, Mr. B.
Hello, KMC.
And Allison Howard, our good friend from the Concerned Women for America, is also here with us tonight.
Hello, Allison. It's nice for Kevin to have someone sitting across from him occasionally that can be as intellectually engaging and challenging as Kevin is.
Yeah, or I thought you meant as you are. Those are big shoes to fill. So
No.
Stephen plays this game. He pretends to be the dumb guy, and then he puts all the pressure on me when everybody knows that he's actually smarter than me.
No, I'm just over here in Chi-Town doing more of the same, having to interact with Kevin Sorbo and all of his genius.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the movie you're working on.
Well, we're over here doing a really fun, cool, independent Christian film called Unmiracle. And it's basically, bye! I'll see you tomorrow! Sorry. People saying goodbye to me.
This is the ADD world of an actor. On talk radio simultaneously. Did you give them their kisses? Are they all good?
Well, it was the woman playing my wife in the movie, and she's going, nice working with you. Take care.
That sounds like your wife, Stephen. That sounds like Keith.
Shut up, Kevin. Shut up. Unmiracle is the title of the film, and it's basically the story of a man, that's me, who just goes through a sequence of very intense life challenges, and in the end result, it's about how God was really in it all the time, and he just couldn't see it.
When is it scheduled to be out?
Well, these guys are doing it the old-fashioned way. They're financially independent, so they're going to finish the film and probably shop it around and see who's as passionate about it as they are and take it from there.
Cool.
Sometime next year.
We'll be looking forward to that. Well, let me get your take on the news, Stephen, because I know you got a busy night, and I appreciate you taking the time to join us on your own show. The news that came down yesterday with a beheading in the heartland, the beheading in Oklahoma, not New York, not Boston, not L.A., not one of the fringe areas, not Miami, not on the, even on the southern border, kind of right in the middle of the country, radical Muslim beheads a woman, is in the process of trying to behead another when he gets shot. And thank goodness for someone owning a gun in that building. But what was your reaction when you heard the news yesterday?
Well, there really is. You can't have a reaction. For me, it's disgusting. My take on it, which I don't know if you'll agree or disagree with, Kevin, but it just seems to me that with the mainstream media projecting these images for the last 4 or 5 weeks of beheading, the images, it's almost not surprising. It's almost promoting it. So I think that's part of the problem. Just like when we glorify certain situations by putting cameras in courtrooms and things like that, you know, inevitably somebody's going to realize that, you know, if they can get some kind of attention from it, then maybe it's a good idea for whatever sick reason. So it's horrible. I think there should be a consideration or a thought going forward about what the news media should and shouldn't put out about these things. They don't have to show these images over and over and over again, because it just probably motivates psychopaths like this guy. And it's terrible. And I think I know where you're going with this a little bit. I think that this is just the beginning.
I think that's certainly potentially true. But the larger concern to me, and I don't know, Allison, what you thought about this, but the fact that the authorities were very quick to say this is workplace violence. I mean, even after the Fort Hood affair, we still haven't. The authorities still haven't figured out that Americans are far more nuanced about what they understand to be facts of these things than what the administration or the authorities, the FBI, whoever it is that put that out there, is actually willing to admit. And we are at the largest gathering of religious conservatives in the country this week, and there's nobody in that building that thinks this is workplace violence or should be classified as that.
Right. You know, listen, Americans aren't as dumb as our government and the media thinks. This is workplace jihad, is what this is. This is a guy who, for whatever reason, in that moment, frustrated for multiple reasons, decided to act on it in a way that was based on his faith. It was jihad.
Yeah.
So there's no way of pulling the wool over anybody's eyes about that.
Well, on that note, Mr. Baldwin, I'm going to let you get back to your evening, but thanks for checking in with us.
You guys have fun. Thanks, KMC.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you too. Travel safe. Stephen will be back with us in studio next week, but I wanted to make sure that he was able to spend some time with us. Okay, Allison, the idea that this is workplace violence, should they have classified it as that? Should they have classified it as anything? Why do you think they are not going to the place where they should, where most people are saying and going, hey, Islam is connected to this?
I think there will quickly be an outcry for them to do just that. Based off of the connections that you mentioned earlier, based off of what we're quickly finding out a day or two after, I think they'll be forced with addressing this as bigger than workplace violence.
Hold that thought. She's Allison Howard in for Stephen.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Baldwin McCullough Show. This is Allison Howard in for Stephen Baldwin. Thanks for joining us tonight. We are really talking about the most relevant issues and would love to hear from you. The number to call in is 888-340-3373. That's 888-340-3373. Give us a call. We want to hear from you on. We've been talking about the Oklahoma beheading most recently, and Kevin, what are we talking about now?
Yeah, no, that's what we're going to continue with. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. A kind of astounding, shocking gut punch to the country yesterday when this radical Islamic follower crashes his car into another car, gets into a fight about whether or not women should be stoned. And Allison, you're a very modest, lovely Christian woman. He would probably want to stone you for wearing what you're wearing tonight.
Well, for all those who can't see us, I am fully clothed, and
she just doesn't have her hijab on. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, you know, but this is how. And when you, as more of the facts come out, you're sitting here going, "Really? This took place?
Right?
Not in Afghanistan, not in the mountains of Pakistan, not in the wilds of the Middle East somewhere." In Moore, Oklahoma. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. David's calling from Fort Worth, my hometown. Hey, David, welcome. You're on with Allison and Kevin. Glad you're with us.
Thank you very much, sir. I just have a couple comments to make. For one, President Obama asked for billions of dollars a couple years ago to develop a bomb that would take out deep steel reinforced bunkers. I know for a fact that they do have this in their arsenal because I delivered one of the first ones to McAllister. Okay, you know, with Iran building their nuclear bomb, which is what they're going to do, which they will eventually, if something does not stop them, put that somewhere in the U.S. I do believe that. They have the capabilities here in the United States to take out that bunker. The bomb that I delivered was designed to be dropped from 8 miles altitude. The warhead can be set to go off at 12 miles underground through steel reinforced concrete. Okay. If they would drop that, and it's TNT, it's not nuclear, okay? If it was to be dropped...
David, I'm gonna have you pause here for a second, because I'm trying to figure out how this relates to the beheading in Oklahoma and what you think how you think we should respond to it, because Iran is not connected to this killing. Al-Qaeda is... ISIS is represented. We've got an imam that goes between them. But Iran's not part of this equation tonight. So what's your reaction to the story that we're talking about?
Okay. If we would get the attention of the Muslims to stay over there, do their own killing over in their own countries, leave us alone. We're not out beheading their people. We're not lining them up against the wall and shooting them. You know, this is a Christian nation, or supposedly. I mean, that's what this country was founded on.
All right, David, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's go to line two. Dana is calling from Dallas, Texas, the other side of the same metroplex. Hi, Dana. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
I'm well, thanks.
Well, I have a comment about the Islamic and Obama's response to beheading. I think you guys need to remember, or maybe you've forgotten or didn't know, but if you go back to when Obama ran for president the first time, he's Muslimic himself. He's an Islam. He was raised Islam. He was raised in an Islam school in Malaysia. The stepdad that his mother married or whatever after he was born, and she left Kenya with this other man, or anyway, when he was 10 and a half when she brought him to Hawaii, and he was always raised Muslim. If you remember, right after he took office the first time, there was some kind of Islamic holiday that he invited a whole bunch of world-renowned Islamic leaders, religious leaders maybe. I'm not sure what they call. We call them preachers. I don't know what they call them in the Muslim world. But they had a big luncheon for like 2 or 3 days at the White House. There was a big controversy of that. I don't think you're ever going to see Obama stand up and do anything contradictory or criticizing or damaging to an Islamic religion. I just don't think you'll see it, because he still is that. He still has that faith embedded in him.
Dana, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Allison, I don't know that I share Dana's exact sentiment because I get listeners saying this regularly.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's a Christian. I don't have any proof that he isn't. Christians will say that, you know, the proof of what is the fruit of his faith would show to a certain degree. But I'm uncomfortable saying that he's a covert Muslim hiding, you know, in sheep's clothes. But this is a common criticism. It's a common feeling that people have. Let's discuss it more when we come back. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3 to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 56. States, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
So glad you're with us. It's Saturday night. Baldwin McCullough live. Normally, mocking the heck out of each other, Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. But tonight, there'll be none of that. And we have a proper lady in the house, Allison Howard of Concerned Women for America. At the top of the next hour, I'm going to tell we'll drop the curtain here and let you see some of the real life friendship between Allison and I. But I did something that I felt rather embarrassed about yesterday, she didn't even respond to it when I tried to apologize for it. But I got a question of etiquette that I'm not sure if what I did was wrong, right, or somewhere in between, but we'll pick her brain on that one after we finish the hour here, talking about what we're talking about as it relates to the beheading in Oklahoma yesterday of the not young 54-year-old and a 44-year-old were the ages of the two women attacked, but one of them killed, the other one nearly killed, and then it was a private gun owner shooting the terrorist that stopped the terrorism. And I don't know if there's a better illustration for what I think America has to ready itself for. If we don't shoot the terrorists, I don't know if they're going to die.
Well, that's how killing works. But I think that's what David called in earlier and was kind of saying, you know, he was saying they need to stay there and do their thing. But that's what Americans are saying right now, is if we don't go and address the threat on their land, it will come to us.
That's
what I think you're talking about in Oklahoma. Is it already here?
Well, and Judicial Watch did a Freedom of Information Act, and they started following some things that they found in those. And it looks like ISIS has an operational headquarters in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. Just across the Rio Grande River. I mean, they can spit into the U.S. They are so close. And last week, we have the FBI and CIA and military intelligence all telling us the guys that left America to go fight for ISIS, a lot of them are already back home.
Right.
We have embedded ISIS fighters here in America. We have terrorists here in America. Seems like you and I know that. Seems like my neighbors down the street know. It seems like the Values Voter Summit that we were at this week know that. When will the president know that? That's my question.
Well, see, the answer to it, according to them, is to instill anti-terrorist programs in schools so that you're not lured away by these terrorist groups. And my answer to that is that should have been K-12 history class. That should have been you understanding where we come from, why we do what we do, and the greatness of our country. You know, we were talking about Israel a little bit earlier, and Concerned Women for America has a big Stand with Israel rally next weekend in D.C. And friends and colleagues who have gone have talked about interacting with the IDF and that they go through the history, the legacy, the heritage of their people. And so you meet a 24-year-old IDF enlisted, he knows that in and out. And I don't think our young people, a lot of millennials and maybe even some of our military, understand why they're fighting and what they're fighting for. And so that should be our jobs. And that's what you do, and that's what so many other great journalists do, is remind people the excellence of our country and why we're here, why we have to stay up late and expose truth and talk about darkness, because it's real.
Yeah. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Gino's calling from our flagship radio home, AM 970, The Answer in New York. Hi, Gino. Welcome.
Kevin, I wish I could tell a joke tonight, but I can't. The main reason why this man, who was a convert to Islam, killed that woman because he said that he wanted to convert everyone of his co-workers to Islam. If not, he would kill them, and that's exactly what he did. We have had this problem of our own homegrown traitors and our own homegrown terrorists for decades. I've known this professionally. I've known this personally. In every prison in America, you have plenty of converts. You have fertile ground for these people to be recruited via the Internet or via just plain old-fashioned having grudges against America. These people cannot be trusted, and yet what do? We elect and we re-elect the same Bolshevik-infested Democrats who are traitors to America, and then we have the collaborators in the Republican Party who do the same, who will not take a stand on guarding our border, on getting rid of the most corrupt individuals among us. So I say again, I'll keep saying this every time I call you up, November 4th, this November 4th, this could probably be the last free election that we will have in American history, because once they grant 30 million illegal aliens amnesty, kiss America goodbye, and then many of these incidents will reoccur because they'll have even more fertile ground to recruit from, more anti-American haters, more bash America first crowd. They're going to get reelected and reelected. Conservatives have to stand up. It's all or nothing this time. And as much as I despise the collaborators in the Republican Party, we have no choice this one last time to trust them. Because if they betray us one last time, it won't matter if you elect Tom, Dick, Harry, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, or anybody. America is finished. We have to root out these bastards once and for all.
All right, Gino. Typically, I don't quite know where you're standing tonight, but I appreciate the passion. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Mary Ann, Sarasota, Florida, listening on AM 570 WTBN. Hi, Mary Ann. All right. Mary Ann, are you there? She's catching up. She's there, almost.
Hello.
Hey, Mary Ann.
I listen to you every Saturday night. And I love your show, you and
Thank
Kevin.
Thank you.
You know, we have, in our country, we've fallen so away from what our Constitution is. Our children aren't taught that history in school. Okay, so our president thinks that he's going to make everything better. He's going to change America. He's doing it. He is changing America. We just don't even, I don't even recognize our country. So it's getting worse. Now that thing in Oklahoma seems to be the worst thing that you could ever think would happen. I mean, it shocks me too. But when the Israelites were taking over different armies and places, God said, when they went in, he said to kill them all.
On a couple of occasions, you're right. He did say that.
Who are being so evil. What's going to happen? We have that in our country now.
All right, Marianne, appreciate the passion. Again, Allison, we're touching on, I think, some very sensitive hearts here, because this isn't something foreign that's over there anymore. It's invaded our heartland, and I think it's being taken to heart. It's 9 minutes before the hour. We're going to be right back on Baldwin McCullough Live each Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, on Biz Television, on TV nationwide, and, of course, on these great radio stations that you're listening. We will see you in just a moment.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back to Baldwin McCullough Live. It's Allison Howard with Concerned Women for America sitting in for Stephen Baldwin, joined by the one and only Kevin McCullough. We're taking calls and talking about a lot tonight. Call in at 888-340-3373. That's 888-340-3373. We want to hear from you, and we've loved hearing from those who've called in.
Yeah. 888-340-3373. We're talking very simply about the beheading that took place in Oklahoma yesterday, and just the awful aftermath of that. The authorities have said it's workplace violence, which those of you in the Fort Hood area that listen to us, you know, you've already been down that road once. You've seen that card be played. We've had a president over the last many weeks reiterate again and again, even in the day following the beheadings of the two journalists, he still said, this is not Islam. My syndicated piece that comes out at midnight tonight on townhall.com asks, when, Mr. President, is it Islam? Because there's nothing related to this story that we're talking about tonight that doesn't stem from some piece or portion of Islam. He didn't think this way until he converted. Once he converted, he felt like it was his business to convert others as a part of the following out, you know, the practicing of his faith. There's just step after step after step that led Alton Nolan to take the actions that he did, and almost all of them related directly to Islam. A new piece of information that was brought out today is that his imam in Oklahoma also served in the mosque in the Islamic Society of Boston and had great influence over the Tsarnaev brothers, the guys implicated in the Boston bombing. Mm-hmm. And before any of that, he is said to have been a confidant to Anwar al-Awlaki. He is the architect, the mastermind of who came up with the plan for 9/11. So this imam in particular has had a lot of connections to a lot of the terror attacks that have happened against Americans. And I'm just wondering, when will the White House, who is only blocks from where we're coming to you from tonight here in Washington, D.C., when will that president, when will that White House wake up and say, hey, wait a minute, there is an Islamic connection to this, and we better do something about it. Let's go to line two. Bruce in Florida watching Biz TV. Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, how are you tonight, Kevin?
Doing well. Thanks for being here. Allison Howard's here with us as well.
Right. You mentioned earlier you were talking that this guy was converted there in Oklahoma. One of the things I've been trying to point out to people, since I go to the Middle East often as an American volunteer, one of the things they do here, they try to cult people in. They try to identify people that they can easily convert. Mm-hmm. But when they identify their problem, people with problems in their head, they don't identify those people. They don't report them to our law enforcement and say, hey, this guy might be a nut job and he might do something. I think they kind of want that, so they keep their mouth shut. And another thing I think the American people do not realize is the United Nations, their refugee commissioner, just made an agreement with the Obama administration to bring over 200,000 refugees from Iraq, Syria, and Somalia.
Yeah, some of those may be Christians. But thanks for the call, Bruce. We're out of time for this hour. Hour two is up next. Stay with us.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic, pornographic.